people named Josh get to be like...
Exactly.
And so like a joke is going on, and it's like, ooh, Josh, I'm reminded of a fun joke.
Well, that's appropriate for Josh. See, so John is appropriate for, you know, on a bathroom or a prostitute client or, you know, all those other things that you refer to as John. Kung Do, for instance.
The bathroom and the thing with the... with the breakup letter, I just, you know, dear someone else, call it a dear
Michael. No, but the reason that they call it that is because girls classically break up with you. You can't deny that that happens almost every day. So
yeah, that's true.
So it's not inaccurate. I know it feels that way because they use it all the time, but it's just that they know you really, really well. And so everybody just knows that, you know, you're the kind of guy a woman writes a letter to saying, I found somebody else.
You know what, actually, it's not every day that I break up, but it is.
How many days out of the month, how many days would you say?
Well, the thing is that the women that I get involved with, they entangle me in these deep, lasting relationships. I'm talking about like a 5-year gaslight where it'll be like her and her friends will prank me up until like we're about to get married and we're planning marriages and spending money, and then at the altar it's like, ah, no one will ever marry you. You thought I was gonna marry you.
Wow, that's much worse than a Dear John letter, I would say.
It takes years to pull that off. It's like I said, it's a gaslight. All right, it's a trick. It's a horrible.
But did they make a movie out of it? I mean, because I would think that would be the whole point.
Double
holy. Would they like to make a great documentary of?
Oh, wait, was my face red?
Of the decline of one man.
Boy, was my face red?
They don't even see.
Boy,
that's
my
part,
face red?
It's like you actually don't record any evidence of what you're doing, so that the victim, telling his story, nobody believes him. That drives him even crazier. Look up Ignaz Semmelweis.
Ignaz Semmelweis? You wouldn't dare bring him up.
Ignaz Semmelweis was a brilliant man who was driven to insanity because he believed that...
Wash your hands!
Right, exactly.
He was a hand-washing guy.
And...
You can't say he wasn't crazy. Lady Macbeth was crazy, and she just washed her hands too. Just because he didn't.
I was gonna say he actually became crazy though. His horrible circle of people that he knew. I mean, he was in a mental hospital. He actually. As far as I know, I mean, maybe I'm mistaken about this, but I think he was driven crazy by the disbelief of his peers. They were...
Just because they were handling corpses and then giving birth and killing women left and right, I don't think that's any reason for him to get so upset.
Well, I mean, that certainly doesn't prove that germs are spread from the corpses. I mean, those guys could have picked a penny up off the floor, all of them.
For all I know, they transferred the energy of the corpse to the energy of the baby by a spiritual practice known as death transference. So they took the death out of the corpses and then they swapped it for the life in the baby. Right? So maybe he was wrong and all those people have been washing their hands for years now thinking, oh, poor guy. Meanwhile, he was completely insane. He believed in some sort of odd death ritual. It was crazy. Washing your hands. Just because people could die? Because I'm going to move death from a corpse into a live person? Come on. That doesn't happen.
I have some type of dirt on my hands right now. My hands are dirty. I don't wash my hands. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying germs are good for you. Germs are the best thing there is now. There is only germ. If you could be anything in the world, you should be bacteria.
Well, you certainly always have company, that's for sure.
Company and laughter, charm, rituals. It's the best part of everything is being... that kind of thing that I was just talking about then, at that moment.
All right,
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
I don't have a body anymore. I don't have a body. Bodies. I think we.
Sure that.
I think you're trying to tell me about my body, and that's very dangerous. Do you understand how much I...
If there are any epileptic viewers, how about that, huh? You like that?
They would like that.
Oh, look, I added the red to the blue. That's what you hate. You hate that, don't you?
But your camera... Your camera is what you're ruining. People who are watching the show can't tell what's going on, but your camera's dead now. You ruined your camera.
You know, I had somebody else tell me that laser printers ruin cameras. Is that now true?
But the point is, all you have to do is wash your hands before you use the laser pointer, and then you won't transfer the dangerous light from you to the laser pointer. Wash your hands. That's don't tell me I'm crazy. Just because I think you should wash your hands before handling a laser. That doesn't make me crazy. Make you crazy. I'm really taking advantage of this disadvantage. I really am. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life. And I can prove it. I can prove it to both you and the other guy.
I feel like if I don't move...
Yeah. Then basically you're cheating the audience. If you don't move...
I don't like this camera, because the left and right... Well, it's not the camera, it's the viewfinder.
I can't find the view for you. Why don't you stand on top of a mountain? You'll get a better view. Did I tell you not to stand on top of a mountain? No. I never said that. You were the one that said that. So that's not my fault.
My room is embarrassingly untidy at the moment.
Great. That's great. Okay. That's great. I know that everyone here at the Online Performance Festival thinks untidy rooms are much more interesting than tidy rooms.
I imagine all of them, all of the attendees, all of our guests are living in disheveled conditions. The internet is exclusively for degenerates. I don't think any good people use it.
No, but that's not my problem.
It's not a problem. I'm just making a... I'm remarking on that fact. That proven fact.
Yeah. I heard you, but I still think that's a lousy thing to do. That's like kicking a man when he's turning to a lemon. It's like taking a hammer to my brain and saying, your cerebellum is a nail, and I'm going to hit it now. That's what that's like. Exactly what that's like. Oh, it goes on. You know, I tried to explain it to everybody a long time ago, and it's not working. I've explained it so many times, and they still don't get it. I'm not even going to try anymore. I'm sick of it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You understand?
Well, if you're explaining it more than the same people, but, you know, every one explanation just so they're on track. If they don't get it after the first explanation, then you should cut that person off from your life. Cut them off from their life.
I tried that.
Cross against them, kill them.
I tried that, but there are so many of them. It would take me so long to kill all those people. I tried it. I spent a whole couple of days working on it, but there were so many. There's so many stupid people. I can't stand them, but I can't kill all of them. I mean, I could spend the rest of my life killing stupid people, but it's so much work.
Well, everybody has to eventually go to sleep. That's the way I look at it. So if you just get them one by one, or maybe like two or three of them at a time, you don't want to face a whole crowd.
But then there's so many of them left. I can't stand them. I have to get rid of them sooner than that.
Because you just do your part in your life. I mean, in your life, you'll never be able to get rid of them all, but you can do your part. Every day, just take one of them out. Just one.
Kill them all. I can't stop until I kill them all. Kill them all. If I only have to kill one of them, that's just not going to do it for me. I can't stand them, and I need them to be gone. And so I have to kill them, but there's too many of them. That's it. There's no three ways about it. I want them all dead, and there's too many of them to kill. That's my life. And I'm faced up to it. It's just that's my fate.
Well, you know, that's, thank God, man, that's the best way to go about it.
There's too many of them, but it's only because they think they're normal. Why would they think they're normal? It's such a strange concept, normality.
It's because they have third party reassurance. Everyone around them has convinced them, has led them to know and believe that they are normal. It's just everybody patting them on the back. Nobody ever calls them out.
I know. You know what that's just like? It's just like all those people who think Tim Allen is real. Three times and it's funny.
I don't think that it's like that.
It's always funny on the third time. That's why
you got to go back. You know, we're having a nice conversation, and then Tim Allen's not real. I'm a heretical, horrible, zealot monster.
Yeah, that's true.
This is what you sound like. Tim Allen's not real. That's you. That's what you sound like.
I'm glad. That's exactly how I intended to sound. If I didn't sound exactly like that, I'd be worried. If I sounded like something else. You do a good imitation of
it. As an actor,
it's very...
It's real. It exists in our world.
It's a very impressive imitation of me.
You'd probably be my best friend. If I was in Hollywood, Tim Allen would be like a father figure to me, because he's an older man than me.
Tim Allen is your father?
He could be a father figure to me.
Are you secretly trying to tell me that Tim Allen is actually your father, and you just don't want to admit to it on the air because you know he might sue you because he hates you so much, or loves you so much, or something like that? Is it something like that?
No, it's nothing like that.
I didn't think so, because that wouldn't make any sense at all. And I wouldn't believe you if you did. And then I'd have to
never give up. Never surrender.
Doubt everything you said. Never surrender, you said?
Never give up. And then Alan Rich was like, Mark, drop us, Tama. You shall be avenged. You never saw that? It's Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story!
Andy's coming! Andy's coming! You gotta go back to the... I'm a guy! I'm alive! Oh, Andy's coming! Andy's coming! Better be a toy again, inanimate toy. Even though I have sentience, you know, it doesn't hurt when he throws me around, but yet it's a problem when I'm... when I have a, well, I guess it wasn't a problem with him. I was going to say when he has holes and he has to be fixed. It's going to see that you have a hole. He's going to know that we're all actually alive because he wasn't playing with you when you got caught up that hole. So the hole.
I don't believe that's going to make a very good movie.
Never give up. Never surrender. And then, not Sigourney. Yes. Sigourney was in it, but she was blonde or something.
If I was making a movie about toys, what I would do is I would say once upon a time it was a toy, and then I would have this toy on the screen at that moment. So it would go along with the voiceover, and the toy would be like the toy that the story was about.
They were all cast members on a Star Trek-like TV show, but then it's like they get beamed up by actual aliens, and they actually become like the real crew of an existing starship. And it's, you know, it's Buzz Lightyear to the rescue!
Yeah, but see, the problem with the plot of that movie is that happens every day. People don't want to see stuff that they're used to happening in their regular norm.
You know, I'm ashamed to admit this. I know I'm a professional. Usually I don't do this to you, but I do actually have to go to the bathroom. The bathroom is right there, though, so it's not really... It's not a trek. It's not much of a trek to the bathroom. Get it? John Delancey, your trek to the bathroom, this trek to the bathroom that's not even that long, it's right there. All right, so...
But that's, you know, that's the point. I wasn't really trying to be serious about that. Are you on the phone and on the show at the same time again?
I
told you that that was illegal.
Yes, all right, well, before the constabulary arrives,
Because you're eating up the resources that other people would otherwise consume. So that's not fair, because, you know, what if someone wants to call in? Think of how many people are watching us right now, and if each and every one of those people called 1-800-WEIRDOS right at this second, imagine the chaos, the disturbance, the problems, the things that we didn't want to happen. Just imagine. Keep imagining that. Spend all of your life thinking only about that, and nothing else ever, no matter what happens, just keep thinking about that. Is that clear?
Are you thinking about something else? Yes, I apologize. I know that the problem is that it is so much fun for me to do, but I understand. I'm gonna try to control myself from now on.
You're always thinking about things. And none of those things are the thing that I just told you to think about. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, them's the breaks, homie G.
Homie G. G, homie.
It's like to live in the bathroom, and it would just be a shame if such extemporaneous song went unheard.
I can assure you, every note, every nuanced refrain, each little tiny little thing that you did was so, each and every one of the people who are currently watching the Online Performance Art Festival, every one of them heard each note with such specificity and delicacy, they have never, none of them will ever forget it. Not even one of them. They're all going to remember it for the rest of their lives.
I just hope it becomes like a Mozart type thing where hundreds of years from now people will still be...
It's going to be better than that. You're going to make Mozart look like Barry Manilow. You're going to be... Everybody's going to be saying, we can't get up in the morning until we sing that incredible vocal oratorio about the bathroom that we heard from that guy on that show in the Online Performance Art Festival. Then people are going to base their entire religion just on that. And it's going to be mostly about that. And kissing. That and kissing will be the two things that it's about. Now that they can see you twice, I think we can really get somewhere. You see, there you are, and here I am. Now you can see how small you really are.
There's two of me?
Well, there's this one, but we don't like him. He's not very interesting. I think this is the good one, is what I would say. If I had to choose between the two of you, I would choose you. Ed, you're the one that's most interesting because of that thing where you go out of focus like that. That's really what you've got going for you, your ability to lose focus. And I think you should do that.
Focus.
Don't be focused. Lose focus.
My camera?
No, not your camera. You think I'm talking about literal focus?
I'm always camera ready.
No, but obviously I'm speaking metaphorically.
And my camera is always brilliance ready.
But I'm speaking metaphorically, so when I say focus, I mean, you know, the kind of focus that you have in meditation.
In my life. You're talking about like the shiftlessness of...